This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by State Senator Brendan Crighton from Lynn. And Senator, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate you having me.
Well, Brendan, news came out this week that the T announced that the MBTA announced that they are speeding up the return to the Lynn station, at least on a temporary basis, if you will, with the temporary platform. But so it will be opening up in December. Now, just for our listeners, you were instrumental, I think, in moving up the thing up from, you know, end of next summer to March of next year. And now it looks like it's going to be December. So give us our listeners an update on all of that.
No, I appreciate it. So, I mean, we as a delegation in the city for a long time have said, you know, unequivocally that when the station closes for whatever reason, that our residents shouldn't lose service. Unfortunately, the previous administration, did not support us on those efforts, and the station closed without any options for a temporary platform. Eventually, they came to the table and said, in 2 years, we'll have a temporary platform built, which is obviously unacceptable, a huge loss of service, and also, you know, goes against all of our efforts to take cars off the road and reduce carbon emissions and reduce congestion. Thankfully, when Phil Ng, the new MBTA GM, came in and the new administration came in, they looked at it with a fresh set of eyes and were able to say, you know, we can do this better, we can do this faster, and, pretty quickly scrap the old plan and pull together something that, will restore service in a temporary platform and will do so, 9 months ahead of schedule. So I hear the frustration of our riders. I've been extremely frustrated myself. But we've been fighting for this to get done. Thankfully, the end is in sight.
So are you saying then the timeline, the speed up of the timeline is basically due to a change in the design of the platform, so to speak?
Yeah, I think a change in design, and I think the new administration feeling our sense of urgency and the sense of urgency that our riders have. There's no way a temporary platform should take 2 years to build under any circumstances. And we had called them out on that, and unfortunately we were unable to convince them otherwise. But thankfully, that's changed now, so I'm not going to live in the past. But I think any station closure or service disruption on the T system across the entire service area should have game plans in place to make sure that riders can still rely on some level of service to get them to work, to, you know, hospital appointments, the grocery store, school, whatever it may be. You can't just take away someone's public transit and not offer a similar alternative.
I want to come back to the ultimate use of the parking garage to the station in a moment. But first up, the other fix, which I know you hope is not temporary, but it was extended, and that was the Lynn Ferry. The ferry from Lynn to Boston extended through the month of October.
Yeah, it was great news, too. So we had, we were happy after many years without ferry service to get service after, a few years of advocacy and tracking down funding and really setting all the pieces up just right, but we couldn't find a boat. Thankfully, we got that done in time for the summer tunnel closing. But we really feel that this should be a permanent service here, and also one that could maybe not fully year-round, but much more than just a seasonal ferry. So I appreciate the administration extending it by 3 weeks. That said, we're trying to look at ways that we can safely continue the operations a little bit into the winter. I can't say for certain whether it's going to be extended again this year, but certainly bringing together all of the stakeholders to look at all of our options for, extended service that provides a little bit more coverage for those folks that are relying on it. And you don't want to have to keep switching back and forth with the ways you get to work. So if we could extend the length of the ferry season, I think we could attract new ridership as well that would want to use it.
Yeah, at the very least, what has to happen for the ferry to return, say, next spring?
So I think, next spring there's a commitment because of the summer tunnel closing again for 2 months. So, we're certain that will be back. I think there's a much stronger case to be made about commuter ferry operations. Whether it's Winthrop, East Boston, Quincy, in the greater Boston area, and this administration, seems committed to that. We were able to put together significant water transportation funding in the budget, which, you know, was signed into law. I think we need to continue that commitment. I think the recognition that, you know, while operations still cost money and fuel costs money, and it's, you know, any transportation is subsidized, certainly. You're not dealing with rail or right-of-way maintenance issues. It's the ocean that's there, right? So it's not something that as costly to maintain over time. And the administration announced recently, too, that they're going to have a specific point person. So someone that dedicated their job is around commuter ferry transportation, which has never existed before in the state. So I think there's a level of commitment from this administration to make water transportation part of the solution for, you know, congestion, you know, economic development, transit-oriented development, a whole wide range of important issues for us.
Senator, here's my final question. Maybe you can speak to this. What is on the table, or what is being discussed about the ultimate future of that Lynn parking garage by the MBTA station, and the MBTA station, you know, the final product, if you will, that comes out of this construction? What are the plans, or what are the possibilities here?
So, I mean, obviously, it's an eyesore. It's one that, you know, has been, you know, different areas of it closed off over time because of safety concerns. You know, one that has, you know, pretty regular maintenance issues and cleanliness issues and just a perception of, you know, not being a pleasant place to be. So I recognize all those problems. They've been there since I started public office, 18 years ago working in the senator's office, but I was the ward counselor down there, so I would get the calls from constituents and abutters in downtown Lynn. So I get it. I think we need to do better. I think we need to take a look at the highest and best possible uses for that site. It's certainly the downtown has changed. You know, we've through our zoning changes locally, we've encouraged, you know, building higher. So certainly, you know, there's an opportunity to take that parcel, you know, keep the level of parking that we need for a future electrified system, but also look at other, you know, whether it's a private-public partnership or other options for housing or commercial space or office space, that is, you know, really creating a vibrant area abutting a commuter rail, you know, stop that hopefully has more frequency in the future. So really, you know, I don't want to say the sky's the limit necessarily, but there are so many options that we can look at. And the city and Mayor Nicholson have been a great partner to the legislative delegation, and the MBTA has too. So we talked before about, you know, Phil Lang kind of rolling up his sleeves on the temporary platform. You know, we came to them with this concept of kind of not just building parking down there, but, you know, thinking outside of the box. And they, you know, were very willing to join us in that. So I think, you know, there will be more news to come. But for right now, the garage is safe to park in. We're going to keep it open, certainly through the winter, and then, you know, keep a realistic time frame and keep the public as in notified as possible as some of these plans start to come to fruition.
Well, good stuff, Senator. Thank you for all of this information. While I have you on the line, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you if there's anything else you wanted to mention, anything else to share with us from your office.
No, I appreciate it. I think we covered most of it. I guess just stay tuned on means-tested fares. We had passed some stuff in this budget to really have the administration, you know, give them some resources to roll up their sleeves again and see how we could make sure that public transportation is a public good for all, regardless of your income level. So those plans should start to come out soon, you know, the next coming months, and then hopefully we'll be able to implement them so that, you know, I think the goal is, you know, somewhere around half the fare for folks that can't afford it, which, you know, in Lynn, commuter rail tickets, $7 one way. Most folks in Lynn can't afford that. So giving some level of reduction for our neediest residents could certainly help increase public transportation usage.
Absolutely. Well, Senator, thank you so much for your time and information for sure here and sharing it with us. And we'll talk again soon, I hope.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Bill.
Yep. Senator Brendan Crighton with us from Lynn here on MSONewsSports.com.